We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's always wonderful to talk basketball with him.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yep.
He's so humble, too. That's the other thing about him. Like, let's just face it, he was LeBron before LeBron. Let's not. In Northeast Ohio, he was LeBron before LeBron.
And, you know, you think about guys who get injured and, you know, it really derails their career.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some, but there aren't, you know, hundreds that, you know what I mean? You know those stories exist. They're not as prevalent as they used to be. Clark is one of those.
Yes, 100%.
If Clark had been healthy, good Lord, what he could have been in the NBA. And as it was, the little bit he played, he was outstanding. He's joining us at 11. It's opening day, Andy. See the crowd downtown?
Oh, I feel it. It's exciting. Did you know?
Parking up to $50.
Dan, I want to make sure that I'm on the right page.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. That was in Oakland. And parking is free.
I'm not sure, but I'm going to go out on a limb on this one. So tell me if I'm right, Dan, because you'll know for sure. I want to make sure that the Guardians are still playing at Progressive Field, because I have questions about that. They didn't change the name of the venue they play at, did they?
No, they just wanted to make sure on every level you knew what the stadium was called.
I mean, talk about overkill. On Carnegie in Ontario, have you driven by this yet, Jeff? Have you seen a picture of it? Not only is the old Welcome to Progressive Field sign there, the one that's kind of on a bend, that used to say Welcome to Jacobs Field, but now in the gate where you walk under, underneath that sign, it says Welcome to Progressive Field. And then above it, on the upper deck, it says Progressive Field. So if there's any question about where they play, I mean, all you have to do is open your eyes. Right? We're on the same page for this one, right?
Oh, very much so.
Because I was curious, because I was just like, I wonder what the name of the stadium is going to be this year. And then clearly, it's Progressive Field.
Hmm. Well, that's great.
I want to talk about overkill.
That's if anything, great. Cover every direction and make sure you've got it spray painted on the ground, too. So while I'm tying my shoe, I know I'm walking into Progressive Field.
So we've talked.
And if you trip and fall into somebody, you have the insurance. You'll be good to go.
We've talked about this numerous times, and we're excited about the start of the season. We're ready to go. Despite some things that, okay, whatever. The moves in the offseason weren't overly inspiring. The young guys they're throwing out there, okay, there are a couple of them who are intriguing, but you know, you're rolling out basically not the same outfield, but you're putting Tyler Freeman in center field, it appears. And, okay, it's not like, you know, nothing against Tyler. He could end up being terrific out there. He's a great athlete. I liked what I've seen of him since he's been up here. But, you know, the Lauder would have given you a little buzz, right? Manzardo at first base and Naylor at DH would have given you a little buzz. There's not that buzz there. Combine that with this, Andy.
Can I ask you a question? When is the last time, though, the Guardians gave you that buzz? You just said it. When you have those guys, when you have young guys like that, the Guardians don't, or Indians at the time, don't normally do that. Do they?
This goes to what I kind of pitched early. There are two things to me that are leading, three things, to a lack of buzz as this season starts. And I have it. I'm excited about the season. They open with 10 straight games on the road. That's a lot. You know, we've talked about in the past, you know, who wants to play baseball in the Midwest, in the East at this time of the year outside. So I get that. But you start against Oakland, and your starting times are 10:07, 9:40, and then on the weekends, a couple of 4:07 games. So it's not even, you know, like 7 o'clock at night here where you can sit down and you're watching a primetime game. It's right. Not even like 1 o'clock here mm-hmm. where, hey, I can watch the game and then I have the afternoon. It's 4:07. So those are tough starting times. Then you go to Seattle, a couple of 9:40 starts, and then a 4:10, another one of those. Then you go to Minnesota, 4:10, 2:10, 2:10. Those are rough starting times. You know what I mean? So this team's going to play 10 games, Andy, before you even get to see them, you know, 11 games, really, in prime time because the home opener is at 5:10. It's kind of a weird way to start. So there's that.
Well, there's also cranes outside the stadium that are still sitting out there. So yeah.
You've got 10 games to get it going. You have that aspect of it. Just weird schedule to start, you know, and again, I understand not playing in Northeast Ohio at this time of the year, although you're going to be playing in Minnesota on April 4th. So they're outside. So there's that. There's the lack of buzz from offseason acquisitions. And then there's, I think, the glue that's missing with this, which is leading to, and I'm only going to call it apathy because of the reaction we've had from people interacting with our show.
Okay.
In the past, you take all of those factors, and I think everybody would say, yeah, but you know what? Terry Francona is going to make this work because he did. He made it work like crazy. And 11 seasons as manager of the Guardians, only two of them under 500. Now, they were two of the last three. That leads to, okay, now you have Stephen Vogt coming in. You don't have that Francona factor, whatever that might be. Clearly, he did a great job with what he was given to work with here. Two of the last three, maybe not so much. Surprised everybody in 2022 with 92 wins. And I just think you combine all three of those factors, Andy, and the excitement level here now isn't what it's been over the last decade plus. And I think that's a shame. So I think the team's going to have to go out and earn their buzz, and they're going to have to earn the recognition and create the excitement. And I honestly think that having Terry Francona here the last 11 years was a big part of the reason, because I think folks just thought, well, Terry's going to figure it out and make it work.
Maybe. Maybe I'll agree with that. You've had good pitching over the last 10 years, too, for the most part. You've had guys that have battled for Cy Young Awards over the last 10 years, too. So Shane Bieber is still, you know, if his velocity's back, then you could argue that he's still in that realm. But, you know, in the back of fans' minds is, well, when is he getting traded? I mean, that's not a great way to PR your team. Oh, when's our best pitcher going to get traded? Who wants to live like that?
Can I add a fourth thing to the lack of buzz you just did? That's true.
Sure.
Oh, you just did it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now we have four.
You're right. You're right.
I mean, arguably, you're
That's the biggest storyline going into the season almost, isn't it?
But when are you going to trade your best pitcher? I don't know how it can't be. And what are you going to get in return? That's the other part of it.
Big Al's in Brunswick. Big Al, dial 216-474-0092. Hi, Al.
Big Al.
Good morning. Hey, I feel the way you do, what you're just talking about, Mr. Phelps. But I have a lot of confidence in Stephen Vogt. I mean, he's not Tito, but just seeing and reading and listening to interviews over the last couple of months, several months, I'll tell you what, I really like him. He seems like he's like Tito was a people's player, manager. So as far as that goes, yes, I am very excited about tonight. I probably won't watch it tonight because I'll be sleeping.
Al, that leads to some of my thought, too. It's like, okay, could you pick a worse place to start the season than a night game in Oakland?
Man, you ain't kidding.
Yeah, but the fact that you don't want to stay awake for this game says a lot, too.
Well, he's got a job. He's got to get up.
I get it, but I mean, like, if it's your team and you're pumped and it's the first game of the season, You're going to kind of figure out a way to nap around it.
Baskin, I'll try. I will try. Trust me.
All right. Big Al, then we've got your back.
Thank you, Al.
Thank you,
Big Al.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. 10:07 start.
Jeff, will you be awake for the game?
Yeah, I'll be up. I'll be watching.
Get some milk and cookies.
I don't know if I'll make it through the entire game, though. I'll be real honest. This whole alarm going off in the morning thing is, you know.
Well, they did shave some minutes off the game, so you might be in bed by 12:30.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe.
What time will the game end tonight? That's the question. 12:30.
Is that already what we're going to? Hey, when does the season opener end?
Well, you're concerned.
There's another.
You're concerned there, about your late start.
That's point number five as to why this thing isn't working.
It hasn't even started yet. What do you mean it's not working?
We
don't even know if it works.
I
it's
love
still
the
in
fact
box.
That Big Al has faith in Stephen Vogt. Talk about blind faith.
Yeah. Well, to me, he's proven everything that a good captain makes. So at 10:07 tonight, we find out if he's a good manager. We don't know anything about him as a manager. We don't know anything. Zero. Zilch.
I love the blind faith, though. I do. Is there anything about the... We don't want to poo-poo anything here. We don't. I'm excited about this. But I'm sitting here looking at the team, and I'm thinking, come on, do something here to excite me. Brian Rocchio. That's what I'm looking at. I saw him last year a little bit.
I'm excited about that. I want to see what he looks like.
I do, every day. I do, too.
Are the fans apathetic, or has the team made them? Has the team created the apathy? You tell me. I don't know. How did we get to this point? How did we get to this point?
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah, how did we get to... Maybe I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me that the Guardians fans aren't apathetic about this season. Tell me.
I can't. You know why I can't? Everybody who's called us about this, and there have been not a ton of phone calls about Guardians since we've been trying to get ready for the season.
It's because we have seven new guys on the roster this year?
You're rolling out a similar team.
Mm-hmm.
You're rolling out question marks.
That was under 500 last year.
You don't have Terry.
No.
And you're starting with 10 games on the road with bad starting times.
That should make you pumped up!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody should be excited for the Guardians.
Serious, Andy. What time do you want to sit down and watch a baseball game?
If it's the Guardians, I don't care.
No, that's not what I'm... What time do you want to?
Right now. I would like for it to start right now, if you ask me. Seriously, 7 o'clock is fine.
Okay, there you go. We don't have one of those. We don't have one of those until... What time? 7:10. Starting time on April 12th.
Second home game?
No. It's not even the first series. Because they have the 5:10 and then 2:10 starts against Chicago. Oh. It's the 7:10 game
on
Friday
games,
night
though,
against
right?
New York.
No, those aren't weekend games, are they? Those are regular. Yeah, those are during the week.
I just wonder, folks.
That whole eclipse is messing me up.
I think there are reasons that folks aren't pumped up about this. I can't wait for the season to start. I love baseball, but I kind of get it. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.